Republicans are facing a number of challenges in their quest to pick off a Democratic seat in the U.S. Senate from Massachusetts. The immediate challenge for the party is getting a candidate willing to commit to the race, according to Tim Versalotti, a political science professor at Western New England University.
The headlines the past few days have been dominated much more by who isn't running as opposed to who is.
Former Republican Senator Scott Brown, who would have been the front runner according to several polls, opted to sit this special election out. Others who took a pass included former Governor William Weld, former Lieutenant Governor Kerry Healey, former Massachusetts Senate Minority Leader Richard Tesey, and Tag Romney, eldest son of the former governor and presidential nominee Mitt Romney. State Representative Dan Winslow did jump into the race. State Senator Bruce Tarr is said to be weighing a run, as are a couple of lesser office holders and a former Navy SEAL. Versalotti said there is not much time for the field to take shape because of a February 27th deadline to collect 10,000 signatures to qualify for the ballot.
And that's a complicated process. It's handled at the city and town level in the Commonwealth. And you've got to sign up folks who are either registered in your party or are unenrolled. Submit those forms to the clerk in the respective city or town and have those signatures certified. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of logistics, and time's running out.
There are two veteran U.S. representatives running on the Democratic side, Edward Markey and Stephen Lynch.
Whoever their Republican opponent is, armed with some well-sourced opposition research, could take some shots at them and raise some doubts about them. So, again, also with these elections, turnout tends to be lower and tends to draw the most passionate voters. And these elections can be a little harder to predict.
Massachusetts GOP Communications Director Tim Buckley said the party is optimistic about the special election.
What we saw, you know, back in 2010 was a real snowball effect for then-State Senator Scott Brown. Everyone counted him out and didn't think he had a shot. And next thing we know, there was a divisive primary on the Democratic side, as there is this time. And in the end, they fielded a mediocre candidate. Our side was able to take advantage of that.
Cecilia Calabrese, a member of the Agawam Republican Town Committee, said the Senate candidate will have to bridge a divide in the state Republican Party. She said there's a rift between moderates and dogmatic conservatives that was evident in the recent election of a new party chairperson.
I think Republicans tend to shoot themselves in the foot. I won't sacrifice good for perfect. I don't believe that there's the perfect candidate out there. I think what we need to do is look at the issues, look at where the candidates stand on the issues, what's going to be moving the Commonwealth forward.
The special election on June 25th is to fill the rest of John Kerry's unexpired term, which means another Senate election will be held in Massachusetts in 2014. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.